Break it, don't shake it. Elwood's Blues Break.
One of the most influential blues guitarists who ever lived, Hubert Sumlin, was born on this day back in 1931. He was the guitar player with Howlin' Wolf for many years, and he helped create the Wolf's unique sound. We're going to hear words from Mr. Sumlin and some growling from Howlin' Wolf after these words.
For more than 40 years, Steel has built outdoor power equipment here in America and sold its products to professionals and homeowners through servicing Steel dealers. Built in America, believing in America. That's Steel Strong.
Steel Strong. Running grown on board. Steel Strong. Yeah, I'm feeling
a majority of Steel products are built in the United States from domestic and foreign parts and components.
Steel Strong.
Find a dealer near you at steeldealers.com.
You'll do anything to keep your phone alive, like fashioning an adapter from a hairpin and some used gum. Or get the Blue Fuel Portable Power Bank at Napa for only $18.99. Two full battery charges for your phone for one low price. For $18.99, the Portable Power Bank will keep your phone fully charged. No hairpins or chewing gum required. Conquer the job with Napa Know-How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 12/31/15.
It was 1954. Hubert Sumlin was a young man of 23 when he first started playing guitar with Howlin' Wolf. The Wolf liked his playing but wasn't entirely satisfied, so he put him on leave to learn how to do it better. Hubert Sumlin remembers.
Wolf made me learn he didn't make me. He just said, hey, you go home. But when you get it straight, come on back. Not right in front of about 500 people. That's the worst thing ever happened to me. And one of the best things ever happened to me. He said, do this, do that, and do this, and do that. And I knew the thing I hate the guy in my ears, heart, soul, and everything.
Classic from Howlin' Wolf with Hubert Sumlin on guitar, Killing Floor. I'm Elwood. There ain't ever any quitting on my website, thebluesmobile.com.
Elwood's Blues Break.